All right, hello everyone, it's me again doing another whiny listening, but this time it's whiny listening with a difference because I've got spilt milk in with me in the shed, sitting here having a cup of tea, having a fag. Hello spilt milk, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, they're all making noises in the corner and looking diffident. Now first of all, spilt milk are made up of two exemplary Dutch bands, one of which we're going to play now and the other one we're going to play immediately afterwards. We're going to start with Happy Kim and this is a track called Sail.
Marcel, I'm here with Mark and Remco.
Hello.
Marcel plays the drums, Remco plays the bass, I do the stand-up comedian
shit. Yes, and he's very good at that.
Stand-up comedy shit.
What is there to know about us?
We're three guys.
Yeah, three guys, not girls.
That's it, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, three guys. Well, you know that. Two of which play with Hospital Bombers, and the other one played with Happy Kim, and now he's Mr. Well, what are you doing now, anyway, Marcel, in terms of extracurricular activities?
Extracurricular, not really a lot. I took a sabbatical year, I just want to spend my time making music, and I'm building a small recording studio right now. We have to play a lot there.
It looks like they stretched out Suzanne.
Yeah, we're talking about Anti 8000. Listeners, yeah, I forgot. Suzanne is someone in Anti 8000, and she's about nine times bigger than the main lead singer. But it's quite a formidable record cover. That's Anti 8000, they're on Bon Voyage Records. And
have a good trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does with a phone. So, rather than talk about 7-foot Swedish or Finnish models, I mean, I was going to ask you, you've
about
got some...
Dutch models.
Is she a Dutch one?
No, we're going to talk about Dutch models.
Are we?
Yeah, it would be more appropriate than Finnish models.
Well, shall we talk about Dutch models?
I don't know any Dutch models.
Well, we were just talking about his modelling career, his possible modelling career.
Thinking about picking up a modelling career.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess somewhere like abs and stuff.
Yeah, for those who can't see them, he's not very
modelly.
Not very modelly in that respect. But so you've got some records. you've brought some records in today, haven't you? I think in one of those bags over there. And I know you've got it's on YouTube, isn't it? You've got your own little on YouTube.
Yeah,
some practicing videos, and also our last gig at Lads on set, Concerted Lad 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's really fun to watch, and also to put it there to just make it publicly available.
Mm-hmm. And that's youtube.com/...
/... spilled milk without the vowels.
I think.
Spilled
milk. Yeah, and then TV. So SPLT... MLK TV. It's really easy to remember.
It is. You remember that. So that's actually worth watching, because it's your sort of vibe is very, how shall we say, sort of rough and ragged. And I believe that it's your favourite poets that you sing and howl about.
Well, I take the poems of guys who wrote poetry before, I think it's 1923. So it's in the public domain.
Uh-huh.
Also, it's like very old and good.
Yeah.
New stuff is good too, but does make for great rock and roll lyrics.
Yeah.
I think.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe. Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Remco knows.
Come on.
You're starting to say something. They're good. Real good.
Well,
if I can cut in, this is taking way too long.
Sure.
No, but it's it's also when blues started and stuff. It's the language.
I think.
And it's also, of course, not written for a song. It was written for the words, so it wasn't written to fit a song.
And that's sometimes actually an advantage, isn't it, with things like that, where you're able to have a sort of tension between what you're saying and actually how you're going to make something sound.
Sounds like ad lib.
Yeah, because there's very sort of a beatnik air to Spilt Milk's records, I feel, from what I've seen at your splendid gig in Leiden the other day, which is this was sort of a howl-tastic performance with lots of screaming and yelping, and that was a really enjoyable gig, but it was very sort of on-the-road feel to what you were doing.
Yeah,
it was good. Shall we hear something to further bring the listeners into the wonderful world of Spilled Milk? We're going to look for it now in a bag. Again, more real-time radio as it all happens. We found it in a bag somewhere.
It's
a nice blue bag,
you
got it out.
It's got like four songs from the rehearsal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or five, I don't know. And then it's got one song by John Cale and one by Harmonia.
All right, okay, rock on. So, and you've done a Harmonia song?
No, it's the
that's the original. Yeah. You've actually done one. A demo off the first LP, I remember that. Okay, so we'll start with The Red Wheelbarrow, which is Spilt Milk's excellent composition.
Yes, we just wrote that yesterday.
My gosh, really?
Well, I don't know. No, it was
Saturday. A week ago.
Saturday, fabulousness. We're going to carry on with the next track, which is, hang on, I'm just going to get it out of the machine, hang on a minute.
Yeah, I wrote the titles on the CD.
You wrote the titles on the CD, everyone.
Not very smart.
this one's going to be called What Is It, and then I'll go and turn it back on in a minute, hang on a minute. 3, 2, 1. There we go, that was What Is It, and that, I believe you were joined on that track by lead guitarist.
Yeah.
You want to tell him a little bit more about this your lead guitarist, please?
He's my friend from first band I played in when I was 15, I think. And now I'm 45. It's been a long time. I still play music with him every Friday. So
yeah.
He's called Mark as well.
Yeah, two Marks.
Two Marks, and it is... So where is this going to be, obviously, legendary recording studio that you have, that we can all see on YouTube? Are you allowed to tell us that? Or
It's in The Hague. It's actually pretty near the Central Station.
Yeah.
And we're just about finishing the building process, and we're going to throw a nice party.
Yeah.
So I don't know a date yet, but I just say keep checking the website, or I don't know. I mean, we're going to have a party with
fantastic.
Mixed music and bands.
Oh, that sounds a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that's one I'll be...
A way to publish the date.
God, wine, beer, do you think it'll be crisps?
Salt and vinegar.
Surely. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and what was it? Blue Moon beer? Or
what was
it? The moon in the... when we were in Brighton.
Oh! Oh God! Oh, it's
moonshine.
Moonshine. Oh
yeah,
shit!
Like
the bed. Yeah, that was no.
That was
yeah, that really was. That was in your former guys. It's new. The Frola card. It seems like a decade ago.
Yeah,
it's only
yeah.
3 years, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's only 3 years. And the funny thing is, a while ago I was cleaning up all my CDs and I found all these demo recordings and stuff, and I put them on, and it's really good.
Yeah, they were an amazing band.
Yeah.
It's very funny how these sort of things sort of slip through the Dutch roster somehow, that, you know, there's a lot of really good music in Holland.
Yeah.
And it never seems to, I don't know, either get the attention or it seems to have a very short shelf life over here in terms of both the bands making it.
Yeah.
And also in terms of people's attention, which is good in some respects because there's also a movement of things, but then you sort of think, well, some people really deserve a bit more.
Yeah, because they tried really, really hard, and they were about to make it because the album was just about to be released, but then unfortunately...
Things happened,
yeah.
Well, we better draw a veil over that, but just probably due to one or two acts of violence that might come my way. We're going to play another Spilt Milk track now, and I'm going to have to open the CD again. Hang on a minute. I'm going to find out what it's called. Alright, this one's called Supreme Fiction. I'm gonna put it back on now.
Sorry.
Planetary scene, your disinfected flagellants
There you go, that's three tracks of Spilt Milk. We're going to come back to Spilt Milk in a minute. We're going to carry, well, their music, we're going to carry on talking to them. Not that we would ever ban them from talking, I hope, but we're sitting here looking at cartoons. And I know Mark's an avid cartoonist, aren't you, in your spare time. Now, what's this about a pig?
Yeah, it's about a pig. And he's heavy metal guy. And I don't know. About nothing, like your book is.
Much
ado about
nothing. Indeed. Yeah, it's for those who want to pick up Mark's book about pigs, and I think it's a Slayer fan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not really true, because he's based on a friend of mine, and really is more of a Metallica kind of guy.
Right.
I, you know, it's like a caricature, so I'm
trying to
make
it a Slayer. Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Make it more extreme.
Yeah, because, I should have known. I thought, say, heavy metal people, I do have this sort of thing. We would see breaks at the Paradiso about 2 years ago, and downstairs in the Paradiso was Saxon. Do you remember that? You were there?
Yeah, Saxon.
It was Saxon. And there was just, even the rhythm guitarist had a Marshall stack, and I think there's absolutely no need for him to have all those amps. And then in true sort of, all these, like, really strange people turned up, but they were just all intent on watching Saxon.
Yeah.
And then the backdrop got stuck, Spinal Tap style, halfway up, you know what I mean? It just didn't get up. But it was unbelievable. It was as if, you know, parody, they're beyond parody, really, in some respects, heavy metal fans. They were totally serious about, you know, giving Saxon some help. So, I mean, I do want to come back to this pig thing. I mean, like, why a pig?
Because I ripped it off from another comic about pigs, I think. I didn't know that, but I did. I think I did.
Uh-huh.
It was like a subconscious
thing. Subconscious thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. We'll leave it. We'll leave the pig there, because I can see it's giving you a lot of thought there. It's very thoughtful.
It's very philosophical. It's too deep.
And I really don't want to, you know, spoil the magic. I mean, I understand, so you can't fuck around. Well, with that amazing revelation, I think we better move on to the health Disco remix, which I'm sure lots of trendy and young people will understand health a lot better than me. That's fair enough. I forgot which track I was going to play. I think I'm going to play track 10, which if I count down the back of the CD, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, it's Heaven, and it's the Pink School remix. I'll be back in a minute. We'll be right back. That was Health with their track Heaven, Pink Skull Mix, and they were sort of having a bit of a convivial chat around the old table, fags out, you know, throwing CDs around, talking about cartoons and this, that and the other. And I'm sat there thinking, what the bloody hell am I going to play now? But I suppose we'd better do some more talking, haven't we, really? I think, tell you what, let's play another Spilt Milk track. It says going over to the... Hey, it's running back again.
Which one is left?
Which one? Yeah, exactly. Which one have we got left? He said, get in the CD, then.
Oh, that's
a dog with a soul, man.
That's an old song.
Well, relatively. Not really old.
From last year.
Yeah. Old song from last year. God, how time flies, kittens. I think, Eric, do you want to tell us about A Dog with a Soul?
Yeah, it's one of the first rock songs I did. I used to do the poems like, I did them like indie style, and I thought, that sucks. And then I decided maybe I can do the Velvet Underground for real. Mm. So, I couldn't, but this is how it turned out.
Okay, this is Spilt Milk, How's the Velvets, A Dog with a Soul.
Yeah, that's by Charles Simic. He's not old, he's from now.
Well,
from now.
Contemporary music.
Yes.
Okay.
With sitars.
Was Spilt Milk, and we're going to do some more talking now. I don't know what about. We've exhausted cartoons.
Yeah.
We've talked about, you know, we've done the serious stuff about talking about you as a band and everything. Oh, actually, that's a point, he says. professionally. I mean, when are the next set of gigs coming up, do you think?
Well, currently we're working towards getting into the studio.
Yeah.
We're planning on recording something probably end of November, early mm-hmm. December.
Yeah.
And currently no shows planned, but just because we're working towards recording some kind of album.
Yep, cool.
And then next year we're gonna hit the road.
Hit the road, fantastic. Sounds great. So there you go. There's all the serious stuff gone out of the way. So look out for Stoke Dog. Oh, yeah, I know.
We'll talk about kittens now.
Let's talk about those fluffy kittens. Yeah, the fluffy kitten kind of people always seem to remark upon. While we do that, while we're going to leave you in suspense, I'm going to play you a James Yorkston record, which I don't think many people have got. This is James, Faisal, Rubin and Douglas. James said to me that we were trying to be Can, but this is a track that isn't like Can. It's one of the quieter moments on this, and it's called 12. I don't know whether you'll be able to find it, but this track's called Alang Cat. Thank you. there you go. That was James Yorkston. That was a track called A Lang Cat. Now, if you can find, I don't know whether James got that on his website, and I can't remember his website details, but you can Google James Yorkston, I'm sure. I think you're old enough to do that now without parental guidance. But that's an EP, mini album called 12, and I would really try looking out for that. Now, we were sat here listening to that and getting all philosophical, and we decided we were going to talk about incest, which I thought was quite a good topic for a Thursday night.
Because in Holland, it's allowed. It's encouraged.
Only with dogs.
And only if they're directly related.
Directly related dogs. But, I mean, you know, on the band level, I think it's funny because we were saying that all the people I know Marcel from playing with Abby Kim and being involved with New and a Frolic Card, and now Natasha's busy with Henk out of Hello Venre to be doing Daisy, and I mean, the Bombers have sort of had one or two side projects, and they talk to Joop from Van Somme from Sugarette, who's now got about 19 bands, I believe, on the go.
Yeah,
you know,
most, a lot.
Yeah, it's just, you sort of think everyone seems to be one band after another, and we did talk a bit earlier about the fact that the Dutch music scene doesn't really get there. So it has a very fast-moving sort of personnel sort of issue. So I just want to ask you about why that is then, that so many people played in so many different bands all at once, and then...
I think it's just because bands try to get around, so they try to play as much as they can, possibly. And that way the bands meet, and they find another group of people who are in a band, and they're also trying to play everywhere, so why not join up and try to play together, and from that, the incest comes, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Far enough, yeah.
It's hard to avoid.
Yeah. I think this is why you've been quiet about that pig, isn't it, Mom?
Yeah.
You know. Is that the reason why you want to talk about the pig in your cartoon?
Yes.
It's
all related.
So it's, again, anyway, Hospital Bombers, it's funny because, I mean, most British bands or American bands, I think, really, I mean, you're going on a US tour in about a week or something.
Yeah.
Now we're now doing this in late October, and you're going to be going away for a week, and most people would be thinking, right, that's it, that's all I'm going to do, the one band, you know, the gang, and yet you're doing, here you are sitting here talking about spilt milk, you know, and we've not even mentioned Hospital Bombers, have we, really?
No. I think we played them.
Yeah, we did, but at the beginning of the show.
Oh, we pretended to play them.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But it is strange that, it's a very nice, it's collegiate atmosphere, that you go to a gig and people will jump on another
record
and stuff. But, it's a funny one. Anyway, we're going to come back on that in a minute while they're all sitting there looking at me.
It sounds awful, actually, all these bands, but it's really not that bad.
No,
it's quite nice.
No, I'm still waiting for the big night when all these bands perform at the same stage.
Yeah, the Rolling Thunder riff.
I think why don't you do something like Hair? No, Hair is a bad idea. But it's something like Hair would be funny, but a cool Hair. Now, I'm going to play another record, everyone, while we're sitting here thinking about incest. And this is a great cover off the Moore Music label in Berlin, which is, as you all know, a wondrous label. This is Seavolt's version of Ultra Vivid Scene's The Mercy Seat. Now, can you believe that? Now, who would have thought someone would have covered Ultra Vivid Scene back in the day? I want to stick this on. I'm just going to go over here now and put the record on. There won't be a minute. Can you hear me do it? I think you can.
I'm just pretending.
I'm just pretending.
He's just sitting next to it.
I am.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, everyone, I'm just coming back now. We're having a little chit-chat about German labels. The Excellent More label, which I'd all intrigued to go along to, which is moremusic.com. And that was a rather surprising cover of The Mercy Seats. But obviously, the original was done by Ultra Vivid Scene, obviously back in the day, about 1988, if I can remember rightly. And that was Seabolt doing a rather surprising version. Here we are back in the studio. Hooray, everyone. Yes, hello. Hooray. This is Zoo Radio, I suppose, what they used to call it in the 1980s. And I'm just wondering, what can we talk about now? I mean, you're not signed to any label at present, are you? So no, it's just you're not really asked about that at present, I wouldn't think. Or it's trying to escape label.
I don't know if we're any good, really. Really? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have to record it to hear it.
Yeah.
Because when we do it, I'm busy, so I can listen.
Yeah.
So we got these from the rehearsal, but I can't hear make out my voice. Which probably you can either now. And, we'll see what happens, if it's any good.
Well, I have to say, when you see you live, there's something going to definitely come out there, but that's definitely the case, and I think I would entreat you all to go to the YouTube site and try and find that curiously spelt YouTube/sportnook, or which should be spelled milk without the vowels.
Yeah, with TV.
With TV at the end. So TV at the end. I think that's really, really good. So you'll find out a lot more about the band there. But I think what we'll do now is we're going to play another record, and then we'll come back to sort of trying to talk about something and forgetting what we were going to talk about, which is normal. We're going to play a very strange record. This is from John Mouse. This is on the Upset the Rhythm label, which is from way back in 2007. God, that long ago. That's upsettherhythm.co.uk. I was really struggling to wonder which one to play because there's some absolute crackers on here, including the Righteous Rites for Gays. John seems to be a very, very straight-laced gentleman, but obviously in love with 1980s synthesizers. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play My Whole World Is Coming Apart, which should give you some sort of idea of his dark Baroque soul.
Right, we'll have a look.
There we go again. Right, we're
going to
play it now.
You're ready
now. We're ready now.
I'm so excited.
Hi, I'm engineer.
There you go, that's John Mouse. Now, I'm pretty sure you'll be thinking, what the bloody hell are you playing some sort of old Daryl Hall track there? But no, that's John. Says leaning over, there you are again. Yeah, and I really like that album. It's, as I said, on Upset the Rhythm. John Mouse is M-A-U-S, like in the cartoon. I would suggest that you go and check that out. And, well, here we are back again, having another fag, having another cup of tea in a minute. We'll put kettle on it.
Yes, yes.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Shocking.
You can't
You can't. You can't, I might even find a biscuit. So, you know, all things get, you know, really getting hot in here now, aren't they? Biscuits and...
messy crumbs.
Oh, it's exciting. So we're going to, we were talking just while that record was playing about the fact that you like putting your music out, just get it out there rather than worrying about being, having sort of presentations and, you know, having to go down that path. I mean, you're all pretty much veterans of record labels and so on and so forth.
It's really frustrating to make records in a studio. That's why we want to do it ourselves and stuff. I don't know. I never made a good record, I think. Mm-hmm. I hate them all.
Yeah?
Well, actually, the Hospital Bombers track, we played it like, because we did that one in one afternoon, but I know I can listen to it. It's such a hassle and it's not free and it's not the way it's supposed to be. I think Elvis, he did it all live, you know. And I'm not Elvis, but
yeah, it's funny because Hospital Bombers live are a very sort of different proposition to what you are.
Yeah, I think we're pretty nice live. We're decent people. We say hello, we say goodbye. On the CD, you don't have that. We don't say. No, that's not what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
But it's a bit crippled. Music is crippled.
Yeah,
because of all the opportunities that you have in the studio. Mm. I mean, dubbing, remixing, all that stuff. If you get a song in one take, it's usually better than spending 2 months editing a song. Mm-hmm. Or at least that's my approach.
Yeah.
Or our approach.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing.
No, we don't. Yeah, let's summarize and ask. We don't know what we're doing.
That's fair enough. I mean, it's funny that... I remember when we first met Mark, I was with something like the Fuller Card, and you were doing the sound and the engineering for that.
Yeah.
And it's funny, the record, the new Fuller Card record, which is a truly great record.
Yeah, it's a great record.
It is a truly great record.
I would have been part of that. I wouldn't have said this.
Yeah, for the record, I didn't have to do anything with engineering on the album.
But it was such a it's such a difference to what the band was about live, wasn't it, really?
That's right. I mean, on the album, it was more focused on the composition and the songs. I mean, I can't speak for them, obviously, but that was my perception. But live, it was really intense, really.
And it's funny that it's nice that you're trying to get that sort of live vibe, because I do, what I've heard tonight, it does have that sort of live immediacy in it. It's a nice, brave set of songs, really, which we should be celebrating in this modern world. This world full of overdubs and things like that. I mean, it's funny, all these people, where they always have these X Factor and so on, all these talent shows, where they make you into something. I never understood why they want to make someone into something, apart from the fact they want to flog it, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think that's particularly what you're going to be doing, is it, really?
No, and it's also the people trying... or thinking that they can make it by making it that way. I mean, it's one way of learning it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know, do you want your beans in a tin or do you want them in a carton? I think what we're going to do now, on that philosophical bombshell, I'm going to play you another record. This is off another German label. German labels I'm addicted to, as probably some of you already know. This is off City Centre Offices. It says Manchester, Berlin, so I wonder if there's a bit of Manc stuff going on in here. This is a track called Daylight Promises, and it's from a band called Miwon, that's M-I-W-O-N, and they're on City Centre Offices, Punkt Day A, which is for Germany. Now, I'm just going to go over here a minute again, put the record on. Won't be a minute.
It's only two rooms away.
I'm going to put the kettle on now while you listen to this, all right?
Cheers.
there we go. That was Daylight Promise. Now, I've been told, he says, I'm just going over, hang on a minute, I'm just going over to the stereo. Just taking it out now.
Take care.
I'm trying.
Stereo, you mean broadcasting
it? Broadcasting. Oh yeah, tell you what. Hey, I forgot about that. Yeah. That's right. We were going to play a request, because this Saturday, going, why are you playing all these crap records when we could be listening to something decent? And because I know the Milk, take poets and try and bring it into a sort of a modern electrified, amplified musical environment.
Well, you could have beautifully.
Yeah, I did actually. I thought
so
myself. But
write that down.
I think I must write that down for posterity. I decided that we could play an Allen Ginsberg track, which he played with a band called the Gluons back in 1979, I think it is. Ginsberg, I don't know what the hell he was doing playing with a load of punk bands over in Chicago, which is on the label Local Anesthetic. But, well, who cares? Because it's something else. It's 7 minutes of heady nonsense, and this one's called Bird Brain. And I'm just going to go in a minute. Talk amongst yourselves, gentlemen, while I do.
Bird Brain.
Yeah, Bird Brain.
Howling Allen Ginsberg.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Howl.
Bone by Allen Ginsberg.
Which, see you later.
The Howl, which has ended up on the Ashore Temple album, the first epic one as well.
The world. Bird Brain is the ultimate product of capitalism. Bird Brain, chief bureaucrat of Russia, yawning. Bird Brain ran FBI 30 years, appointed by FDR, and never chased Cosa Nostra. Bird Brain apportioned wheat to be burned. Keep prices up on the world's markets. Bird Brain lends money to developing nation police states through the World Bank. Bird Brain offers brain transplants in Switzerland. Bird Brain wakes up in the middle of the night and arranges his sheets. I am Bird Brain. Russia, Yugoslavia, England, Poland, Argentina, United States, El Salvador. Bird Brain multiplies in Russia, China, and the United States. Bird Brain inhabits Stalin's corpse inside the Kremlin wall. Bird Brain dictates petrochemical agriculture in Africa's desert regions. Bird Brain lowers North California's water table, sucking it up for Orange County agribusiness banks. Bird Brain clubs baby harp seals and wears their coats to Paris. Bird Brain runs the Pentagon, his brother runs the CIA, fat ass bucks. Bird Brain writes and edits Time, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, Pravda, Izvestia. Bird Brain is Premier, President, Chairman, Commissar, Senator, Chairman. Bird Brain prepares Wonder Bread with refined white flour. Bird Brain sold slaves, sugar, tobacco, alcohol. Bird Brain sent 20 million intellectuals and Jews to Siberia. 15 million never got back to the Straight Door Cafe. Wore a mustache and ran Germany on amphetamines the last year of World War II. Bird Brain conceived the final solution to the Jewish problem of Europe. Bird Brain carried it out in gas chambers. Bird Brain borrowed Lucky Luciano, the Mafia, from jail. Secure Sicily for U.S. Bird Brain against the Reds. Manufactured guns in the Holy Land and sold them to white boys in South Africa. Bird Brain supplied helicopters to Central American generals to kill a lot of restless Indians, encourage a favorable business climate. He began a war of terror against Israeli Jews. Sent Zionist planes to shoot Palestinian huts near Beirut. Bird Brain outlawed opiates on the world market. Bird Brain formed the black market in opium. Bird Brain's father shot Skag in the hallways of the Lower East Side of New York. Organized Operation Condor to spray poison fumes on the marijuana fields of Sonora. Bird Brain got sick in Harvard Square from smoking Mexican grass. Bird Brain arrived in Europe to conquer cockroaches with propaganda. Bird Brain became a great international poet and went around the world praising the glories of Bird Brain. I declare Bird Brain to be victor in the poetry contest. He built the World Trade Center on New York Harbor without regard where the toilet's empty. Began jumping down the Amazon rainforest to build a wood pulp factory on the riverbank. Bird Brain in Iraq attacked Bird Brain in Iran. Bird Brain in Belfast throws bombs at his mother's ass. Bird Brain wrote Das Kapital, authored the Bible, penned the Wealth of Nations. Bird Brain, humanity. He built the rainbow room on top of Rockefeller Center so we could dance. He invented the theory of relativity so Rockwell Corporation could make neutron bombs at Rocky Flats in Colorado. Bird Brain's gonna see how long he can go without coming. Bird Brain thinks his dong will grow big that way.
Bird Brain found out he was a Buddha by meditating.
Bird Brain's afraid he's gonna blow up the planet, so he built this rocket to get away. So he sang this song to be immortal.
Take of that. I think that's probably only one take the recording engineer could handle, actually, isn't it? Hello. Hey, we've got a visitor in the house. It's
hello.
It's, hello. So, a visitor in my own house has had to have walked in without any sort of warning at all, just as Bird Brain finished, which I'm quite pleased you did. Hello, dear. So it's the girlfriend. Anyway, so yeah, I think that's about as far as we can go. I don't think there's much you can say after listening to Allen Ginsberg. Effectively sort of pre-formatting spilt milk 30 years before. Yeah.
Quit now.
Electrically amplified.
Actually, John Gill put some poetry of Dylan Thomas' music. I found it out yesterday.
Fantastic. Wow. What was that on? I mean, I've got a fair number of Kale albums.
I don't know. I heard it on Fragments of a Rainy Day, which I think is a life.
Okay. No, I haven't got that one, I have to admit. But there you go.
It's beautiful. It's just him on the piano. So you don't get all the fancy shit that he puts on his albums. Mm-hmm. Like Paris 1990 is really elaborate, but it's just, he plays those songs on the piano. It's beautiful.
Well, give that a listen. I think on that excellent tip, Fragments of a Rainy Day, John Kale doing Dylan Thomas. We'll say a fond farewell to Spilt Milk, who sat here drinking my tea, drinking my beer, and playing my records, wasting my electricity and my time. But it's been good to have you, lads.
Yeah, thank you.
And, hopefully this will be, you hopefully go and check out Spilt Milk at a venue near you in Holland very soon.
Yeah,
book us. Yeah, book them.
Book us
For weddings and funerals. The funerals are a speciality, I believe. Well, thanks, lads, and we'll catch you soon. So this is Incendiary again. Well, I suppose thanks for listening. If you've lasted this long, we'll speak to you soon. Bye.